and I have this humming. It's from the weapons and that, that when in Vietnam and not having earplugs, you know. And without asking, he healed me of my hearing, the ringing of the ears that I've had since Vietnam.
Divine health is a gift from the Lord. Gloria Copeland has taught 35 years of healing school, and today she shares the key to help you discover how to live a long, strong life in God. Yes, it's the life He desires for you to have every day.
We're on healing today. I'm going to read something in this footnote first. Just relax, because you're going to be here a while. We don't get in any hurry. If you went to the just to the doctor's office today, it'd probably be 2 hours before you could see him. So be patient, my child. And then he'd just give you a prescription. He wouldn't pray for you and take a miracle. All right, now listen to this. We got to get this straight about healing. And about the number of days. We should live long and strong. Amen. This psalm is credited to Moses. This is a footnote on Psalm 90. This psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land. Moses said most of them are dying at 70 years of age. Now here's the thing. This number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. It was not intended to refer to anyone except the Israelites under the curse during that particular 40 years. 70 years has never been the average span of life for humanity. For humanity. Never been the average span of life for humanity. When Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, had reached 130 years in Genesis 47:9, he complained that he had not attained to the years of his immediate ancestors. Moses himself lived to be 120, and Aaron 123, and Miriam several years older, Joshua 110 years of age. Note as well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will still be thought a child. That would be Isaiah 65:20. So we should live long and live strong. Amen. We don't want to live long and live weak, but we live long and live strong, and we live well and sound-minded. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many of us are just getting started. If that were true that you had to die at 70, I wouldn't be here today. I'm a witness that you can live over 70 and be strong and well and sound-minded. Amen? That's the way we are. All the days of our life, we're going to be strong, well, sound-minded. Well, somebody said, if I keep getting healed, how am I ever going to die? You know, people will worry about the funniest things. Well, you're just going to keep on till we all live here. Leave here at one time. I do want to be in that one time deal there. I mean, it'd be great, you know, if I left today. It'd be marvelous to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. But somehow to think about all of the believers. And I always think about it being in the middle of the night. Of course, he could come in the daylight. I don't have any inside information on that. But I always think about the middle of the night. It's the night of the great catching away. We're all in our beds, you know, and asleep. And all of a sudden, something happens. And something swooshes. I don't even know if there's a word like that. But it swooshes into our room, into our bedroom. And we're just caught up and out of here. at one time. Now, Branson, you know, there's a lot of believers in this town. I'm telling you, there wouldn't be anybody at the shows, nobody much at the grocery store. The airlines might fly in and they wouldn't have anybody to take anywhere. Glory to God. That's going to happen. Wouldn't that be great if we were still alive at that catching away and just to have that experience of being caught up out of this earth and into heaven and into the presence of the Lord manifest. Whoo! Check out those golden streets. Look at my golden driveway. Glory to God. You don't think you'll have golden streets in a gravel driveway, do you? In your mansion? No, not hardly. So it's coming, and we're going to be ready for it. But in the meantime, we want to live healed and strong. Somebody said, if I keep getting healed, how will I ever die? You'll just leave. You don't have to die. When you leave your body, it's going to be dead. But you're not going to be dead. You'll be gone. Amen. That's why it's dead. And then somebody will take you, you know, they'll send you to the nursing home because they don't know, the funeral home, they don't know what else to do with you. You're not there anymore. And they will dress you up and they'll put you in maybe in a new outfit. Otherwise, they'll put you in your best outfit, get your suit or your dress all put together, fix your tie just right. And there you'll be, body, but not you. And they'll come on. I think this is kind of a bad tradition, but everybody wants to look at you after you're gone. They might not have even come to see you while you were alive, but now we're going to look at you. And you might look better than you did before you left. Because they got you a new outfit, maybe, or your best outfit, put you on makeup, did your hair, come in and do your hair. And everybody go, don't he look natural? Well, he is natural. That's the body. That's his body. He's gone, but the body's still here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's coming. One way or the other. But we're ready. Either way. If we leave today, glory to God, we'll be in the presence of God. Amen. If we leave next week, we'll just take off our spirit man, be caught up into the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't have any fear of death, but we won't live out the full number of our days because we've got assignments. How many of you have assignment from the Lord? See that? We've got assignments we need to fulfill the whole term of our life that God has for us. And so we obey Him. That's how you live long and strong, is you do what the Word says. And you do what you know to do to stay strong. You're supposed to eat right even. Supposed to exercise. Just notice how quiet we were all doing so good. And now it just got so quiet. So this says, this lets us know that the span of life is not 70 or 80 or 90 years old. And if it were going to be any number, it would be the one that says 120. Glory to God. But if I live to be 120, I want to be healthy and strong and well. And the only way I know to do that, however long I'm in the earth, is to do it with the Lord. To obey Him. Get born again. Get filled with the Spirit. Find out what the Word says to do. Live long and live satisfied. And do that. That's a pretty simple plan, isn't it? Especially when you think about everything the Bible tells us to do is for our good. It's for our increase. It's for our wealth increase. It's for our health increase. It's for our living increase, that we enjoy life. If I'm going to be here 120 years, I want to enjoy life. Amen? Glory to God. So today we're going to center on living in divine health. All of our 120 years, or however many years we live past that. 120 is a pretty good amount. Okay, so now let's look at in the Amplified Bible, if you have one. Otherwise, I'll read it to you either way. In Proverbs 3:2, I've got some good long life scriptures, healing scriptures. You know, I believe the Bible. Think about it. And I believe what I find in here, I can have. If I receive it. I am a Christian. I'm born again. I'm a believer. And all the words in this book for people that are God's and doing what He tells them to do, they're mine. I take them. All right, Proverbs 3:2 in the Amplified. And let me just tell you, we don't get in a hurry. And I've got to work on my Bible. I've used this one so long, the pages are disintegrating. I have to scotch tape them. But I can't give it up. It's got too many good notes in it. All right, 3:1, Proverbs 3:1. My son, so he's talking to us children. My son, forget not my law or teaching. That's the key right there. That's the key to long life and strong life. Forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. In other words, walk in my ways. That's the way to have and enjoy life while we're here. That's the way to live long life and to have and enjoy life right up to the time we're caught away. And then we're going to really enjoy life. So for us, it's life, 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 life. We're not afraid of dying because we know what it's like. What's dying like? Well, your spirit, you're a born-again spirit, most of you. And those of you that are born again, when you died, if you died during this service, you would just go, whoa. Rest of us still be down here in the earth and you'd be up there. To be absent from the body is where? To be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. To be absent is to be present. So we don't have any fear of death, but we do want to live out the full number of our days and stand before the Lord and hear Him say, well done, good and faithful servant. It would be so sad to get up there and you come before the Lord and it's your turn and your friends and people that you went to church with and your favorite preachers and so on, they've all heard, well done, good and faithful servant. And then you come up before the Lord and He says, well, like, what's your excuse? We're not going to do that. No, we're going to follow the path that God has laid out for us. Man, when I was growing up, to tell me I'd be a preacher's wife, I would tell you, you didn't have any inkling of anything. Because that would be the last thing I ever thought of. And anybody I ever knew back there, I wouldn't want to be their wife. So that would be bad news. So I didn't marry a preacher. I can just tell you that right now. He was no preacher when I married him. And little did I know, it was a sneaky deal, really. Little did I know that he was a preacher. Then one day in his early life, and you know, maybe in his 30s, he came in and he said, Gloria, what would you think about it if I started, you know, by this time we're born again and filled with the Spirit, if I started, you know, kind of speaking for the Lord? I can just imagine that this would have been my expression. If they said this back in those days, I might have said, give me a break. But I didn't do that. And oh my, what a wonderful thing it's been. God is so good. Those of you out there, you may be in some other occupation right now and you know you're called to preach. You know it. You know it. God's called you. You know it. But you just can't quite see yourself just unhooking and going and doing that. Oh, go do it. My word, do it. It is a marvelous thing to be in the ministry of the Lord. If you know the Lord personally, and if you know the Word, I don't know how it'd be otherwise, but when you walk by faith, it's great. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Now these words, they're good for while you're alive and when you leave also. This is the way we ought to be living all the time. And it works. God's word works, you know that. Forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. See, this is not a head thing. This is not a do this and don't do that and don't do that. No, this is a head thing. I mean, a heart thing. We listen to the Lord day after day after day after day, every day, and we endeavor, you and I do, to do what He says to do. Because we know that's where life is. That's where health, divine health is. That's where prosperity is. That's where happiness is in knowing the Lord, hearing His voice, or knowing what His Word says. His voice comes through His Word as well as out where you can hear it. I've never heard that, but I've done very well living on the Word. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandment. This is a heart thing between you and the Lord, this word of God. For length of days and years of a life worth living. This is the Amplified Bible in Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. Length of days for long life and years of a life worth living. Now that's, you're talking about two different things there. You could have a long life, but not have it worth living. You know, be miserable all the time. But when you walk with God and you forget not His teaching, as verse 1 says, but your heart, with your heart, you know Him and you keep His commandments, you can live long days and years of a life worth living, tranquility or peace, inward, outward, and continuing, get this, all of you that are as old as I am, continuing through old age. Don't you like that? Till death or till departure. So we get length of days, years of a life worth living in peace, inward, outward, that would be in our circumstances, and continuing all the way through old age until we depart. Hallelujah. And then things really get good. To be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Man. We get a glorified body. Think about a glorified body. A glorified body, a glorified life, a glorified existence in the presence of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. All of the old timers that preach the Word of God are already up there practicing for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we got to know some old-timers, Brother Roberts, Brother Hagin, but I'm talking about John Wesley, I'm talking about all the old-timers. What a place. I bet they have huge meetings every day. They might not even have to sleep up there, just one right after the other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's where we're going if we know the Lord. So, in the meantime, we want to be blessed. We want to live all the way through until our departure well and strong. And so to do that, we do that with the Word of God. Yes. Amen. We take the Word of God. We attend to it. And it says, skillful in godly wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her. This is Proverbs 3:14, and this is 15, this is 16. Length of days, we're talking about skillful and godly wisdom. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Now you tell me a better deal than that, and I'll look at it. There is no better deal than that. If you walk in the wisdom of God, you get long life and abundance.
Take my healing.
I take it.
I am healed.
I am healed.
From the top of my head.
Top of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
Jesus always comes to healing school. We've had healing school all over the world, and He's never missed. He's here.
Miss Gloria, this is Ed and Sharon from Omaha. They actually came to the meeting believing for healing for a lot of people. Came for others.
Well, that
but
was
healing
good.
Started taking place in Ed's body this morning while the prayer Praise was being God. Prayed. He's had 27 years. He's had ringing in the ear since his Vietnam serving over there. But now he's wore a hearing aid in his ear for 8 years. This morning he's now wearing it in his hand because he took it off. He's hearing perfect.
Glory to God, brother.
Woo! Hallelujah.
We are clear to hear. Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory to God.
Thank
That's
you, Jesus.
Great. Isn't that great?
My name's Ed Haroon. This is my lovely wife, Sharon Haroon. We've been married 50 years, and we came down to this meeting actually to stand in for my daughter, my grandson, and a friend of mine who has cancer. And as they were praying, each time one of those came up, I could feel the Holy Spirit touching me. And so I claimed that healing for them.
Brother Keith Moore, he called out everything we came for, and then the Lord touched Ed.
I would say since 1966, because that's when I first went to VA after Vietnam, and they gave me hearing aids. And I have this humming, it's from the weapons and that when in Vietnam and not having earplugs, you know. And without asking, he healed me of my hearing, the ringing of the ears that I've had since Vietnam. And I can hear just fine. Oh, there's no ringing. I've got the hearing aids. I took them out because, you know, if you claim a healing, you're healed. Yeah, they talk
Our
to each other.
Heard it.
When I can hear you at this distance, this is great.
It's amazing.
It's a great blessing. I didn't come here for that. But he knew, you know, he has your plan. And we've been here every night for every meeting. And now the roads are going to be cleared for us to go home.
You know, when someone has a hearing problem, it's just not their problem. It's the family's problem. We can't communicate. And so God has really helped us.
Kenneth Copeland and Gloria in 1972, I think it was.
Or 71.
Came to Omaha.
Omaha, Nebraska.
And we received the Holy Spirit at their, and now we're getting blessed again.
When we first got saved, we were saved at home, and then we came here to a meeting with Kenneth. It was back at the beginning of his ministry. And we looked up, and there was this cloud coming through the whole building. And we go, wow, these guys are smokers.
Yeah.
We're going to like this. And
I was a smoker,
and then pretty
and I said,
soon
like
there was
these.
Lightning through those clouds. And Kenneth goes, did you see that? And it was God shows up. Shekinah glory showed up at his meeting, and God shows up every time. That's what we love about it.
You know, I was new in the Lord.
Yes,
I still
we're brand
smoked,
new.
And I thought, I'm going to really like these people. I can come. They're smoking over there.
It was the holy smoke, and we just we love it when God shows up every time.
And he's been a blessing to us ever since. We already know, and this meeting confirmed it. We've already been planning to live 120 years from the Word. And then Gloria says, it's yours.
Live long and live strong. That's what we're planning on.
God's Word is your lifeline to a healthier, longer, stronger, and more fulfilled life. Reach out and receive His promise for your healing and start living the life you've dreamed of. The Lifeline Series, Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, gives you the tools to stand and believe in faith for the answers you need to get healed and stay well. The plan includes daily readings for the morning and evening, scripture cards, worship music, and teaching videos. Take the medicine of God's Word, so powerful it can cure anything. Follow God's prescription for your healing in the RX brochure. This quick reference list of Bible scriptures will fill your heart with the truth. Realize God's desire is for you to walk in divine health, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. Take hold of the total healing and wellness God has for you through faith in His Word. Order Kenneth Copeland Ministries' Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit and the RX Scripture Brochure today for only $19.99 and save 20%. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. Saturate your life with the truth about God's desire for you to walk in divine health. For an additional 10% off, order your copies online. Be sure to order today.
This week's offer is the Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit, your 10-day spiritual action plan that will help you change your circumstances. God's best is for you to be healed and whole. We've got the words, we've got the scriptures for you in this, and we've got a CD, DVDs, the Lifeline, Healing Praise. We want you to keep this word going in your eyes and your ears till every situation in your body is healed, gone, and done. Hallelujah. And divine health is yours. Then we also put the healing scriptures, which I like. I want this one myself. The healing scriptures, your prescription for life and health. Those you can carry with you. And, you know, you can just envelop yourself in the Word of God. The Word has power in it to get your body healed, to prosper you financially. And it's God's will. That's what's important, for you to be healed, for you to prosper, for you to be whole. So get yours today. I know it's going to be a blessing. Go to kcm.org, and I'm going to pray for your healing right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person listening to my voice. I pray, Lord, for their healing from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. You be healed now in Jesus' name. Take your healing now. Take it. Get in the healing scriptures. Get in the Word of God and find out what belongs to you. And the what you know, the Bible just says that the Word of God is medicine to your flesh. And that's the way I've taken it for many, many years. And it absolutely is a miraculous thing what the Word of God will do to make your body free, to make your finances free. Glory to God. This week, Kim will be in Venezuela for the 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign, September 5 and 6. Go to the website, kcm.org, for more information. Join me again tomorrow for more on Healing School. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, September 12th through 13th in New York, New York. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina.